Good old album called Dutch Sax, Dolph van der Linden, Chief for sure. Encore.
Hi everybody, here I am again taping at 3 3/4, and I hope you changed your capstan, because if you didn't, I'm sure gonna sound funny. The music you just heard, well, I was taping off of my radio just to show you how well my radio can tape music, and it's been real nice. I use it and just tape some, they have some programs in the evening from 1800 till 1830 of straight concert music, and it's usually light classical and some good popular music also, without any interruptions. Of course, on our Armed Forces Radio, we never have any advertising as such, which is a welcome change from the United States, but we do have a lot of little things thrown in, like they tell us where to put our money for the best savings and don't spend a lot of piastres and, you know, aid inflation, and they try and little things like that. And of course, then they have a lot of military news thrown in on the hour that is particularly pertinent to us. A lot of it that probably isn't sent back to the States, but it keeps us up to date on what's happening. And all in all, it's a very enjoyable programming. They do a pretty good job. You get a little sampling of everything during 24 hours. They play straight through 24 hours, and they play all different types of music. From rock and roll and hillbilly right on through classical music. So you get just about anything you want if you can get around the right time of day to listen to it. I think you'll find that my voice perhaps sounds a little more natural on this 3 3/4, because you get a better frequency response and not as much distortion as you do at the real slow 1 7/8 level. I hope that the slides were large enough and clear enough that you could halfway see what I was telling you about, and I'll continue to do this in the future, make some slides and a tape with them if you think it works out halfway well. Now, I thought it sounded like a pretty good idea, and I'm hoping you all enjoy it. Well, today is a big day here in Vietnam. This is Buddha's birthday, and I guess it's sort of like Christmas would be in the United States to the Vietnamese here, although it seems like more like a 4th of July celebration or something like that. I was up in Da Nang a couple of days ago getting an airplane repaired, and in town there they have a lot of flags and banners and decorations of all different types, very colorful, and it looks like they're really getting ready to have a big party up there. It's kind of a festival atmosphere. Of course, we're observing a kind of a, I don't know if it's official or unofficial, 24-hour truce, which means that we supposedly won't do any shooting during this period, but we're going ahead and flying our reconnaissance missions anyway. As a matter of fact, we're flying more reconnaissance today than normal, just to keep track of Charlie and see that he doesn't try and pull a fast one on us during the truce. We're stomping off down at Duck Fole and picking up some representative from the G2 shop, which is the intelligence section, and they'll be going along with us and doing a little map reading with us and taking some binoculars along also, so that we can kind of keep track of what's going on down there. We've had some pretty heavy activity lately. In the last week, we've had contacts with the enemy every day. We had two or three pretty heavy contacts. One about 3 days ago, we had a reconnaissance unit run into almost a whole battalion of North Vietnamese, and we lost 8 troops and had 32 wounded in that particular operation. Kept us facts busy. We put in about, I think it was 8 airstrikes in one afternoon. I finished up the last 2, and it was just about dark then, and we pretty well wiped out the whole side of a mountain and quite a few Charlies with it. Of course, as usual, we don't know how many we got because it got dark, and as always, they carry their dead away with them. A lot of times we'll find their graves later, but we never have an accurate idea of just how many we get. And of course, that's part of the idea. They're hauling off their dead so that we won't know just how bad we're hurting them. Well, we're still up here at Chulai, which is really not all that bad. We've got some pretty nice quarters up here, and it's a little cooler being right on the ocean. They're still working on our runway down at Duck Fo. They haven't got our revetments done yet, and they won't let us take the airplanes down there without the sandbag revetments. So it looks like we're going to be here for a while yet. We have been staying pretty busy. We're all flying every day, and I'm already past about 40-50 hours flying time for the month. So you can see that we're putting in quite a bit of flying time. My off-duty time has been spent mainly reading and going to the beach, which is about the only way to escape the heat around here. I've just finished a couple more novels by Len Deighton, which I've thoroughly enjoyed. He's just a really great writer. So now I've read three of his big novels, The Funeral in Berlin, The Ipcrest File, and The Billion Dollar Brain, and they're all real good. I'm now starting in on The Manchurian Candidate, which is a fascinating book, and it's hard for me to put it down. I stayed up reading till about midnight last night on it. It looks like it's going to be real interesting. I don't remember too much of it from the movie, so it's like reading it for the first time, really. Well, I've noticed in the Stars and Stripes that you're all still having some bad weather back there. It seems like you've had a pretty bad spring from all appearances with all that snow and cold and all. I hope it finally warms up down there. Of course, I know Kansas will eventually. You'll start having the same type of weather we're having here all year round. In fact, this weather here reminds me of a typical Kansas day in August. That's about the way it is all the time, around 100 degrees with about 95% humidity. Well, I see that my tape's about to run out. 3 3/4 really disappears in a hurry. So I'll say goodbye to y'all and for now, and we'll be seeing y'all later. And how's about some tapes in return? I'm just about running out. Okay? Bye-bye.